from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right there, that's my kind of preseason touchdown call. Low energy, low T. Just pick it to Shipley. Let's not go bananas for it. It is what it is.
But you love Pomp's way, which is put a little pizzazz on it.
Yeah, but that's just because I want to get the full Pomp experience. Maybe like in those markets, they put these preseason announcers in rarefied air, so they want to listen to them or watch them do their thing. But I watched a ton of preseason football this weekend.
Again, sicko behavior. I'm kind of disappointed in you.
Why?
I just think that's sick. It's preseason football, man.
Right. I'm trying to get a gauge on where everything's at in the league.
You just swore like an oath on the air to not put too much stock in anything that happens to the Steelers because of your Kenny Pickett debacle last year.
Yes. So you don't...
So why would you watch the rest of the league with any different of a rule?
Well, because sometimes you watch a show or you watch a movie and you're not trying to get educated. You're not trying to learn something. You're just looking to be entertained.
But you just said you wanted football to get a sense of where things were with the rest of the league. That implies you wanted to get an education.
Well, you're
caught like a rat in a trap.
No, I'm not.
Here.
No, I'm not. I'm entertained by seeing what else is out there.
Okay.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. Donnie Football tonight at 6 on the Fan, so we don't have him now. It's intern Dom in. And Dom, next hour, during one of the breaks, will be doing an impression of the Australian breakdancer.
Ray Gunn is her name.
He is studying her moves right now, watching back what she did.
I really don't know where this came from, to be completely honest. I mean, we had a discussion about it backstage about her performance.
And then, how you wanted to emulate it live on the air for content.
No, exactly. No. To be honest, Pony actually said he wanted Callis to do it. I don't know how it spun to me doing it.
No, I think you said you would love to see Callis do it. And when you said that, I'm like, well, we don't have Callis here, so it's
we
just
have the next
be
best thing, you.
That just did not happen.
Callis doing it, though, would be hysterical.
Well, wasn't the whole thing with her that most of her moves could be done by literally any slightly motivated person?
Yeah. We were talking about it at the gym today, and my personal trainer was like, I half expected her to go out there and do the worm.
Like and Scotty Too Hotty.
And my comment was, I don't think she
could do it.
I don't think she had the goods for the worm. I don't think she could pull off the worm. I don't think
the
she
worm
had...
is a difficult move to do.
Do you think you could do the worm right now?
No.
Me neither. Dom, you have worm-like skills?
No, you need like a lot of like ab and core strength, right?
Correct. Core strength, the core.
How do you activate your core? I'm 39 years old.
Has yours always been in a chronic state of
inactivity? I mean, they just say, hey, make sure on this exercise you activate your core. What the hell does that mean?
Hey, core, Turn on.
Hey, pal.
Start working. Flip
the, yeah, your belly button's the switch, I guess. What do you? What does that even mean?
The picket stuff was hilarious on Friday night because it was so unbelievably predictable that he was going to go out there, throw a touchdown pass, and that in some Eagles circles there would be like, hey, we made a good trade with the Steelers to buy low on this guy and bring him in. But then I looked at the box score afterwards, and he threw for under 100 yards.
4 yards in attempt.
While attempting 22 passes, yeah.
14 of 22 for 89 yards. He threw 10, I think he threw 4 passes that traveled over 10 yards in the air. And then this was my favorite part of it. Sirianni went out and defended him after. Oh, his numbers could have been even better. We had a couple things that didn't go our way that weren't his fault. He is the same player that he has been since second one of his NFL career.
I did not see a lot of Steelers fans saying we gave up on this guy too soon. I did not get any of that.
Nobody would say that.
I did
that.
Not see any of like, hey, the Steelers are going to regret giving Kenny Pickett away.
Once he was actually gone and the auspices under which he was gone, I think people snapped out of it for the most part. I think there were some people who loved him from his Pitt time that were kind of stragglers and hanging on to that, but I think that's even dissipated.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph went out and had a pretty
good game.
Yeah, it was
better game than Pickett, I think.
He was 10 of 17 for 126.
Definitely a better game.
The other quarterbacks there scored the touchdowns. Levis ran for one. I think Malik Willis was involved in a touchdown drive.
Big Josh Dobbs had a nice game, the Pastronaut.
He did. He threw an interception. He ran for one. Rudolph, though, here I could actually see this happening. I could see at some point we're around Halloween or between Halloween and Thanksgiving. Will Levis has lost the job in Tennessee to Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the Tennessee Titans quarterback. He is playing for Callahan there, who was the Bengals offensive coordinator, was in the stadium when Rudolph had his best game as an NFL passer.
Okay.
And so he has no allegiance to Levis. He did not draft Levis. He brings in Rudolph. He goes to Rudolph because he knows that Rudolph can make the plays from the pocket. Rudolph becomes the starter and does well in Tennessee. If that happens, and Wilson's not playing well, or Fields is not playing well, in that situation, I can guarantee you, we are going to be up to our nipples.
You almost said it.
We're going to be up to our nipples.
To our breasts.
In Steelers fans calling us and saying they made a mistake not bringing
Mason
Rudolph
back. We're
going to
be. I might be one of them.
Really?
I mean, I don't
so
think
you're not convinced. Are you completely convinced Russell Wilson and or Justin Fields are better than Mason Rudolph?
Not totally.
Really?
I'm most of the way convinced, but like,
give me a percentage.
I'm still like 85% convinced to 90% convinced that one of those two is better than him.
Are you 100% that they're both better than Kenny?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Easy 100%. And I'm 120% that they're better than Mitch. Not that that was ever like a possibility, but how could you, wait a minute. You're acting so surprised. How could you not have watched Rudolph?
Because it was such a small sample size, and up until that sample
size,
he was so bad.
Oh my God, people were making bold proclamations about Pickett's career off of like 5 seconds.
Yes, me. You can identify me as the perpetrator of that crime.
I am trying to put you on a pedestal here and not throw you under the bus.
I don't need you to do that. You can call me out for it.
You were talking about 5 preseason drives as if they were like his entire career, which they basically were.
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph, in do-or-die games, went on the road and beat Seattle with a very good performance. Beat the Bengals here, very good performance.
See, but look what you're doing right now.
And then beat the Ravens in a slot bucket.
What you're doing right now is you are saying, under the heading of what have you done for me lately, that Mason Rudolph has shown to be a better NFL quarterback more recently than either one of the quarterbacks who are former starters who were on the Steelers
roster right now. I'm not sure that he was better than Wilson. Wilson was pretty good last year, but then got benched because Peyton didn't like him.
If you're going to go by like last 3 or 4 games, which was all we have to go by with Rudolph.
He had a 118 passer rating.
In his last 4?
His passer rating for the year last year, for the regular season, was 118.
No, I know that's Rudolph. I'm saying Rudolph, if you take Rudolph's last 4 games, the 3 games he started in the regular season in the playoffs, and you compare that to Russell Wilson's final 4 games as a quarterback, in Justin Fields' final four games as a quarterback, so it's all even. It's not comparing 14 starts for one guy or 15 for another, and it's just the last four from all three.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph's numbers are better than both of those guys. And I'm saying that's what you're falling victim to. What have you done for me lately?
I said I was 90%+ convinced that he was that they were both better than him. One or both of them was better than him. How is that falling victim
to anything?
Well,
you said that after. Your first thing that you said was, I'm not convinced that he isn't better than those guys. Like you said,
convinced implies 100%.
There was an emphatic, wait, not so fast. I actually am now a Mason Rudolph guy. That's what I heard.
No, I'm not. I mean, they're better off with the current configuration. Because as much as Wilson is nearing the 18th hole of his career, he still was better than Rudolph was last year. In fact, he had a run of play where they won every one of these games, and he was, for a five-week stretch, more or less terrific from week 7 through week 12 or week 11. He was great. They went 5-0. They beat Kansas City. They beat Buffalo on the road. They snuck past Minnesota. They kind of low-key thumped Cleveland randomly.
You could cherry-pick Fields and do that too, by the way.
I know. And Fields has the raw rushing ability where you are excited by it, but I think I was taking this discussion as more of a Mason and Kenny discussion, a commentary more on those two guys and comparing them. I think it's 100% certain that both of these guys are better than Kenny. I leave the door very slightly ajar that, like, maybe Mason gets a shot in Tennessee and actually does well.
I think it's more likely that Rudolph gets a chance.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's before Pickett does.
The only way Pickett's getting on the field is
he needs a Hurts injury.
Yeah, he's not getting on the field unless Hurts gets hurt. Like
they have $250 million.
I can't even fathom the amount
reasons to never play Kenny.
I can't even imagine and fathom a level of play from Hurts bad enough to get Sirianni to go to Pickett.
No, because he'll get fired before that happens.
And it was like literally, last week that we were reading Eagle scuttlebutt suggesting that Tanner McKee was better. Real Eagles fans.
But then Pickett got to play in his
domain.
Sweet spot, exactly. His wheelhouse, which is games in August.
Pickett to Washington, the new Montana to Rice in the preseason. It's too bad those two never really got to connect on anything, huh?
Coming up in a few minutes, 4:15 to be exact, we have Mark Cabali, who tweeted today that he is now a free agent. He is done at The Athletic. His career covering the Steelers there is over. He's looking for a new gig. We'll figure out what's going on there with our Steelers insider. This is going to be his first interview since this decision got made. He was not on our airwaves all last week, in part because of what was going on behind the scenes there at The Athletic. I mentioned Donnie has his show at Dino's tonight. He gave a rousing speech to his former high school football team. today. He went out there and said, I hope you have the time of your lives. Like, this is what you will...
It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's life.
You'll be playing back these moments in these games for the rest of your life. So make them count.
Do you still play back high school baseball or basketball games?
No, but I have like dreams where I'm back doing that stuff. Like, I had a dream last night that I was like back at one of my buddy's houses from high school, and we were getting ready to do a fantasy football draft.
Oh, boy. That is...
Yeah.
That's what you dream about? High school football or fantasy football?
Yeah, we were getting ready to have a fantasy football draft.
Other people's dreams, actual fantasies, ponies' dreams, fantasy football.
Yeah, while you're dreaming about having sex with some celebrity, I was at a
We are not the same.
I was at a chalkboard, like, writing down my...
Mike Hilliard, the player.
What's
Riedel
that?
Anthony.
No, it was now. So I was with all my high school friends getting ready to do a fantasy draft.
But in present day.
In present day.
Was everybody the way they looked in high school?
Yes.
Or the way they... Okay, so everyone is the approximate age they were in high school, including presumably you.
I mean, Arthur,
but you're drafting modern players.
Is that just a weird dream?
Dude, I had a dream last night that I was driving with my buddy Tim. We went off a slick curve while I was driving, and I was like, ah, crap, Tim, I just killed us as the car's going over the edge. And then he just hit a button in the car, and we got right back to where we started. He's like, slower this time. We got to make it there. So there was like a reset. I had the reset button in life.
I've never had that in a dream. If I'm dying in a dream, I'm waking up.
Well, yeah, you hit the ground and then you wake up. But in the dream, I remember saying, ah, crap, took that one too quick. And we went flying off into the air. Then the next thing I remember, we were driving the same stretch of road again.
Dom's 21st birthday is how many days away?
2 weeks. It's the 24th.
2 weeks away before he goes back to school. And apparently, things have calmed down between him and Callis because Callis wants to be a part of the...
The
gang that goes out for his 21st birthday, yeah.
Hello!
What are your thoughts on that?
What if Callis is setting you up to try to give you a hard time?
I don't get where this whole Callis and I have issues has started
because
from.
He said on the air that he hates you. I think that's really the genesis of this.
I think
that's,
he just said
that's
that.
That's a pretty like debatable statement as far as its intent. You say you hate someone, I think you can really parse that.
Like, I don't even... really give Callis a hard time anymore. I give Bechtold a much harder time than I give Callis.
I mean, you were calling him out before the hot dog eating contest.
You
I mean, there were
that.
All kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, that's just like buddying around.
Buddying around.
Yeah.
What?
What does that even mean?
Like competitive banter.
Competitive banter.
Like, I'm not sitting here actually calling him out on stuff.
He definitely did not take it that way.
I was going to say, he took it like you were calling him out.
Well, Callis has called me out before. That's what
Tony.
We do.
Was the one that was negatively influencing me. He said, because I was nervous and he took advantage of that. He's like, yeah, just like drink all this stuff and you'll be fine. He went as far as to say, drink the whiskey straight from the bottle.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, you got to take your, you got to be your own man.
I took the equivalent, I think, of like 15 shots.
What?
I drank a lot of, out of the, straight from the bottle.
I think Callis is going to try to pay that forward and do that to you when you turn 21.
Try to get you
to go right to the bottle, right to the face.
It's been so long since I like went out to a bar in a scenario where everyone was trying to actually get pretty liquored up and not like just go out socially and act, I guess like I would say like an adult. Do they still put the black X's on your hand if it's your 21st birthday? Like the magic marker X's?
So where would that happen?
Oh, you go up to State College and if it was somebody's 21st birthday and you're going out to all the college bars, they would check the ID of the birthday boy or birthday girl. And if they saw that day or like even a day or two around it, you're getting the black X's put on your hands so that you're not getting served shots. That was actually like the rule.
Oh.
Is that true?
That's what I remember happening.
Oh, so it was...
Like to prevent like serious binge
drinking.
I thought
it was the opposite. I thought it was like, here's someone that's celebrating 21. Let's really get them liquored up.
No, this was no shots for the birthday boy or birthday girl if they have the X's on their hands.
I don't think I've ever heard of that, Dom.
I haven't either. I know they give out like wristbands still when you get in.
No, this was like a warning this was like a public service announcement, I feel like, for the bartender. Like, don't pour this person shots.
I mean, do you expect all these producers have formed a nice friends group and they'll all be there for your 21st birthday? Austin Bechtold.
I don't think Bechtold would go.
Why not?
Not a partier?
Bechtold doesn't let his hair down. We've talked about this before. Maybe Joel Nelson and I are playing basketball right after the show.
What?
Yeah, maybe Joel will be there.
I'm just imagining Nelly.
Is it a game or is it horse? Like, he's actually going to get up and down the court here and...
So it's me, Joel. I think Seth is going to be there, and then one of Joel's buddies.
just a rousing game of two-on-two basketball.
I think that's what it's going
to
turn into.
Oh, man, Joel's going to be bumping people off their spots in the post.
Joel's pretty good. He's better than, you know, you would think.
Joel's going to be like that heavyset dude from France that just went up and dunked over LeBron.
Just flushed one?
Just a dancing bear out there. Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. All right, Kabali next.
They fired Mark Kaboli.
Right.
The Athletic fired Mark Kaboli. How many days before NFL season starts?
27 or something.
26, 25, whatever the days is until NFL season starts. Mark Kaboli out of a job. Hottest free agent. Well, looks like I just became a free agent, is what Mark Kaboli says there. If anybody's looking for a veteran Steelers NFL writer with 22 years of experience, feel free to reach out to me. DMs are open.
They're probably bored at this point.
A lot of people are in the journalism world will probably point out that first sentence there. Well, looks like I just became a, because the A in there.
Life. Sure. Authentic.
That's, he's speaking.
Yeah.
That's bingo. Transparency. That's Kaboli football.
Voice to talk.
Just know that Kaboli's going to be okay. Kaboli's going to be A-OK, and we may or may not have already been in contact with Kaboli, and I know we're not the only ones.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The guys on the Pat McAfee show today pissed off that Mark Kaboli's days at The Athletic are over. However, having listened back to that now, I was going to start, Mark, by saying my condolences, but maybe I need to change it to congratulations on all your success if it's true that he's already been contacted by the McAfee show regarding a potential gig there. Is that accurate, Mark?
I can neither confirm or deny that at this point in time.
How about him saying others have already reached out? Is that true?
I cannot confirm or deny that. Well, you know, the worst thing I did was open the DMs. Because for every one good one, you get 35 people that are said, I'll pay you nothing to come on my podcast. And a bunch of supportive fans says, I can't really say that. So, yeah, there's been a couple people reached out. And I'm still trying to figure out what's going on here. So,
do you think a role with the McAfee show is possible?
I guess. Why not? Potential. We'll see how that goes.
Would you have to move to Indy?
No.
No?
You know, I just purchased a house 9 months ago, so that throws a little wrench into things, too. So, we'll see. I honestly don't know what's going on right now. It was kind of a...
Well, can you tell us, just as much as you're allowed to say, give us your side of what happened, basically? Or do you have to go with, I can neither confirm nor deny any of this?
I think our listeners just want a tiny bit of tea because they realized that you were gone for like a week and you weren't on any
of
our shows.
I had one friend of mine.
And they missed you, Mark.
I had one friend.
Kaboli takes.
Kaboli, I did have one friend of mine, a girl I went to high school with whose dad is a religious listener, just asked me if you were okay physically. And I said, as far as I know, Mark is fine in that sense. So yeah, people were concerned by your absence.
There's a lot of that. I guess I give them reason to be concerned a little bit because I did get a lot of, are you okay? I hope your health is fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Well, fine as I can be. And I really don't want to go into this, to be honest with you. It was a decision that they made, and I disagreed with it. They didn't, and that was about it. You know how this stuff goes. I don't know. You guys are.
Did it come out of left field?
Well, knowing that I haven't been around for 12 days, it couldn't have been very much out of left field, but before that 12 days, man, it was upper deck coming out of left field. I'm like, whoa, what's this?
Man.
But hey, move on, better things ahead, hopefully, right? Yeah, I'm thinking of this. What are you thinking here? I was giving this a thought.
Okay.
Tony, Mueller, and Kaboom. What do you think?
I'm telling you, Mark, we'd have to compete with McAfee, though. That's the thing. Like, we're gonna be
when Pat drops his, we're
gonna have a hard time matching the McAfee offer.
Yeah,
it
when Pat
like.
Drops his wallet, way. Enough money comes out to like fund our whole station for the year.
Put it this way: I neither confirm or deny this, but there could be opportunities of other stuff, even if you go to Indianapolis for a while, if you know what I mean. Mm. There could be. put it this way. I'm not going to be a one-trick pony like Mike Wallace. I'll be able to potentially do multiple things. So,
a diverse Kabbalah.
Is it diverse in terms of, mediums or media, or is it Mark Kabbalah going to branch out and show us baseball writing chops?
Pirates beat.
You don't want to hear my baseball. I've been telling you about the Buccaneers.
I've heard your baseball takes. Yes. What about basketball takes? I don't know. I was wondering what you meant
by
Mark,
that. Well, Mark, the post that you put out there, it said, if anyone's looking for a Steelers / NFL writer, and I wondered if that meant you would be willing to either go cover another team or if you were looking to cover the league more at large.
Well, I'm just, you know, just trying to put some fillers out there, see what's out there. I didn't know that I was going to get a lot of responses, so...
Mark, it got a ton of responses. Over 1 million people have viewed that tweet.
Usually those numbers are reserved for one of Pony's terrible predictions.
I think it's 2 million impressions now, but who's looking, right?
It's 1.6 million, but I mean, I am looking at it right now, so.
No, because I don't have a laptop anymore because they disabled it instantly, so.
Wow.
Now, of course, I'm merely trying to make a flippant remark, and now I feel terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening, get Mark Kabbalah a computer. Maybe we can try to set that up for you.
Yeah, I'm looking to purchase one now, I guess. So I forget. Well, you know, I even got a call from somebody in Dallas. I don't think I want to move to Dallas. So I'm.
It sounds to me like you are, for as much as this might have been a messed up situation, is there part of you that thinks, Mark, that this might eventually end up being a blessing in disguise?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, you don't want to think that it goes the other way. I'll be working at Walmart as a greeter coming up, right?
I don't think that would be your best use of your skills.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it were a non, you know, journalism
job. Don't put me down as a reference for the Walmart greeter position.
People would say to you, like, hey, how are you today? And you just say, you know.
I wouldn't do anything. Like, you ever see that meme of that guy patting down people going into a bar?
Oh, yes. You'd be that guy. Yeah, you would be
carrying out four TVs.
Wouldn't be a stud for loss prevention, is what you're saying.
Here's a random one. Nick texted in and said, ask Kabbalah if Ron Cook has reached out to him about this.
No, Ron Cook has been quite, I mean, I think he's been silent. I got in a couple hundred text messages and a couple hundred, you know, speaking of that, Joe Starkey FaceTimed me. I'm assuming that was a mistake, so I did not answer because I didn't really want to FaceTime with Joe Starkey. So that
might
was
not have been a mistake. I didn't. See, now I have to try to dig
Mark,
myself
what's
out
going
some.
On here?
Yeah, Mark, I can't believe this, Mark. I did not text you because I did not want to be like the one bothering you, going, "Come on, man, what's going on here?" I did not want to be a guy prying because when something like this happens, I don't want to be the person who's seen as I'm swooping in like a hawk to try to get the tea. Now I feel like my compatriot on the other side of the table here is much a hawk.
I was respectful because I do care about Mark. I didn't say anything I thought that was inappropriate.
Well, I mean, off the air, I can tell you what happened or what's going on. I don't think it's for public consumption right now. I don't think it does anybody any good right now.
I agree. When you write a book later, Mark, you can put it all in there. did you even feel like watching the game on Friday?
Yeah, of course I watched it because I was still employed at that time. So I was definitely watching it. Kind of interesting game.
What did you? What was your first impression of Fields in a game after having watched him in practice?
My first impression of Justin Fields is, if you're looking for a reason why he would not start the season, I think he showed it to you right there. I think he showed. If you got a defense of that caliber and a run game, and the offensive coordinator wants to run the ball, you cannot turn the ball over, and you got to convert third downs. They're able to push the ball down the field a little bit, which was good, but you can't. I still blame those on Justin Fields. Ball hits you in the hand, you probably should not fumble. So if anything's going to be something that holds him back, it's going to be his history of turnovers, and we saw it right away. So that's the main thing that jumped out at me. Okay, he threw the ball well. I mean, it's hard in, three series, but you just, especially with this team, you cannot turn the ball over.
You think that they want to try to lock him up to a deal here on a one-year thing, and that's why they're giving him all this time to try to prove himself, and they just want to get something that everybody would be comfortable with?
Yeah, I think they're evaluating him right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're doing a good job. I mean, they know Russell Wilson is going to be 36 in November. They know he doesn't have a lot of time left here. You'd much rather find out about Justin Fields. The worst thing to do is find nothing about Justin Fields until it's too late.
So that would explain why in these practices, now that Wilson's healthy, Mark, it's still split with the first team and not like it was with Pickett and Trubisky, where they were where it was all Mitch with the first team.
Nothing. I mean, when I've obviously been up there a while. I haven't been up there in a while, but I've been there, and just Russell Wilson probably could have practiced about 8 to 10 days ago.
Interesting.
You're telling me that Mike Tomlin goes to him and goes, "No, just sit down. We want to see what's up with him." Oh, by the way, you just lost your job because we told you to sit down because we want to see that. I can't see that happening whatsoever. I think they just want to get a feel for Justin Fields if he can work through some of those issues that they've heard about, they've seen on tape. And I don't see there's anything wrong with that whatsoever. I think you'll see a big difference with Russell Wilson starting the game on Sunday. I think you'll see him play pretty well.
How do you think the MCL sprain with Fautanu affects their plans for who's going to be their starting tackles week one, Mark?
I saw Jerry Dulac reporting that they had him. He's the starter, which he should be. I mean, he is that talented. I mean, you could tell right away in the first week or so of camp that he was a guy that he was miles ahead of Roger Jones, say, from last year, of how advanced he was. But this injury, I mean, it has to throw a little curveball, you would think, right? I mean, he's not going to play against the Bills. He's not going to play against the Lions.
And he did not have a great game against Houston.
No,
let's
he did
be
not.
Honest.
So all of a sudden, you got 2 weeks span to get ready for Atlanta. Does that push you back? Does that change the plans? I would think that, I guess, how quickly he can get back on the field would help. I think they've saw right enough of what they saw in practice already says, okay, he can be the guy, but can he get that knee healthy enough by week one?
Well, it sounds like it sounds like from what I understand, Mark, I think this is the story everyone heard, that he wanted to keep playing and just said, can I get a knee brace? And that's when they're like, oh, wait a minute here. So
tough guy, huh?
Well, tough guy. I just wondered, too, if he could be back. Everyone keeps saying 2 weeks, myself included. I'm wondering if it's a lot less than that, potentially, and they're not too concerned with this, you know, 7 days from now.
I mean, I don't – what is it, MCL, I think?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Basically,
I mean,
a slight MCL issue.
Which is, you know, I mean, Malzy, didn't you have an MCL?
No, I blew my meniscus up, basically, which –
And your problems are limited to Achilles, Mark. Your knees are fine, right?
Achilles.
Yeah, we could play a game of Operation Pony. Doesn't your back hurt all the time?
It's better now.
Oh, good.
Now I'm questioning myself why I went from L.A. To Pittsburgh to the doctors to practice the next day. Then, never mind. I was going to make a rip on
I feel
my,
like,
my employer, but I did.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You took the high road, and I feel like
that's going to serve you well with your next stop, Mark.
Well, it is going to be probably McAfee's show, so he'll probably be able to roll around in the mud if he so desires, and they'll have fun with it.
Mark, do you think
Peyton
Wilson is getting a ton of snaps when the season starts in Atlanta?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, not right now. You see, I know people talk about his dime backer. He's going to be the dime backer. He's quick. We all know that. But I'm still questioning his run-stopping ability. I know in the goal line play last game, he got run over pretty good. I think he needs to shore that up before he gets a ton of snaps there. I mean, there's no problem with just going with Robertson Queen right now and fold him in when you need him. But I don't think he's a guy that's going to come in and play 40, 50 snaps unless it's absolutely necessary, unless one of those guys get hurt. So I think, once again, you're trying to get him as many reps as possible now, because you don't need those from Queen. You don't need those from Roberts to get him ready just in case, because what happened last year? Well, they lose 3 or 4 inside linebackers. So I think he'll be a situational guy early. Maybe later he can expand that role a little bit, but I still think there's some work to be done there.
Mark, all your fans and readers were upset when they saw that news today, but it sounds like you are going to land on your feet and then some. And don't forget about us in all this.
Oh, okay? No,
we'd
man.
Like more Mark.
Number one in my book.
All right.
I see. I pitched Starkey the Starkey and Kaboom show, and he ignored me, so I'm going to have to go to Dorn and Adam next.
Well, go see Donnie at Dino's tonight at 6. He's out there.
I might run into somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Oh, all right then.
Mark, good stuff.
All right now.
Thank
all
you.
Right, we'll see you guys.
Yep.
Kaboom is
Contains magnitudes?
He said, I'll bite my tongue here.
He didn't really.
Kind of just, that tongue got right through the defenses there. It was like Peyton Wilson trying to stop the run.
I don't think things are going to change as far as our relationship with him unless he gets the big McAfee opportunity, which doesn't sound like it's out of the question.
Mark is a character in many ways.
And that's
and
perfect
I feel
for that
like
show.
I feel like the McAfee show traffics in characters.
I also love characters. That's why Dom in a few minutes
they got
will
the mullet guy who
here.
Wears the wolf shirts, Boston Connor. They
who
got,
cried when he found out about Mark's
They got the Tone Diggs
departure.
Thing.
Donnie, football debrief time. Donnie's full show is out at Dino's tonight at 6 from 6 to 8:45. That's when the leadoff show will get you ready for Pirates and Padres. The debrief is brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. It's Donnie's favorite football story or stories of the day. So filling in for Donnie is our buddy intern Dom. Hello, Dom.
The debrief, August 12, 2024. By the way, Austin Bechtold called me during the break and said he does want to party with me for my 21st. So we'll see where that goes.
I love Austin, but I just see, I feel like the differences cannot be corrected. You're just so, you guys are so different.
I agree that we're different.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with Austin because he sent me the video. It looked cool. But Austin's version of a good time is to go all the way to Vermont to watch wiffle ball played on old little historic wiffle ball fields.
I think the only way that it works is you pregame with Austin with a little game of like dizzy wiffle ball, a little drunken wiffle ball.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
And then when the real fun picks up, then...
Well, he might not even want to go, but he might feel like he was part of the experience if you played drunk with, you know,
yeah,
everyone.
I like the camaraderie of the producers being all buddies with each other and friends. I think that's fun. I think that's cool. You're mostly in the same age demographic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no like
who's
elder
the leader
statesman.
Of the pack here?
There's no like Joe Cop anymore who's like the
yeah.
old dog.
Well, wait, is Donnie considered a producer or more of a host at this point? He straddles both worlds.
He's the leader of the producers, I would say. And Charlie Borges is like the wise man of the producers, I would say.
Charlie
yeah.
Borges?
Yeah.
That's
Gorgeous
who you're looking
Borges?
For knowledge mm-hmm. and wisdom?
He's going to be. Yeah. His motto for all that stuff is like, what would Patrick Elias do?
The guy's esophagus is too small to eat a hot dog.
Yeah. He actually got a medical exemption from a hot dog eating contest that had nothing to do with cholesterol or anything else.
Well, he's wise. He knew he would choke.
He's.
What the hell, man?
Literally and figuratively.
Correct. Okay, I got two things for you guys. One is like a news story and the other's an opinion.
Okay.
So the first AP College Football Top 25 released today.
Can I guess where Penn State is? I haven't looked at the list yet.
I would love for you to.
Malzy, have you looked at it yet?
Nope. I'm guessing.
Countdown from 3, 2, 1, 0 and say the number at the same time.
Okay.
Ready?
3, 2, 1, 8. Yeah. I thought I was supposed to say 0 because
oh,
I was
bad.
Also going to say 8. 8 was the exact number I had in my head.
Penn State is ranked at number 8.
Wow.
Well done, guys. All
because
right.
Because they always slot it in. Like, it's a 4-team playoff, and they always slot it in as around the next 4. That's like, oh, that's perfect for me.
So who's ahead of them? Georgia?
Georgia's
Bama.
1.
Alabama?
Alabama is 5.
Is LSU? No.
Oregon?
Oregon is 3.
Who? Ohio State.
Ohio State for sure.
2.
Is Michigan up there or no?
Michigan is 9.
No.
Oh, quarterback replacement. Hold
and
on.
And head coach replacement.
How many have we said so far? Ohio State, Bama, Georgia, Oregon.
Oregon. So you're missing 4, 6, 7,
Texas.
And 10. Texas is 4.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is 6.
Is there a random team we're missing? Is Utah way up there for no good
not
reason?
That high.
They're 12. And LSU
is
13.
Hey, let's not act like I picked a team outside the top 25.
No, you
didn't. 12. Are we missing another Big Ten power? Clemson.
No, I'm going to say Clemson's not.
14, Clemson.
Oh. Florida State?
Florida State is 10. 7's a weird one because they're not one that I think of when I think of the best teams in the country. But
not
I guess
Washington.
They're up there. Not Washington.
They're on the...
Is it an SEC school?
No.
Is it a Big 12 school?
No.
It's a Big 10.
No.
ACC?
No.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
I actually like your description. I don't think of them when I think of the best teams in the country.
Yeah,
because like
they always
that.
Lose big games.
Did we miss any more? We have one more?
No, that's the top 10. So okay. I saw this note. Every year for the past 21 seasons, except for 2019, At least one team in the preseason top 10 has finished the season unranked. Last year was USC because they were originally number 6.
And how did that happen with God himself playing quarterback?
He
right,
had like
Dom?
The worst defense in the history of football.
There you go.
But of this top 10, which team do you think would be left out?
Florida State, just randomly, just on vibes.
Different quarterback, still don't really trust the coach.
Yeah, Florida State's my pick. I like that little wrinkle, though, that question.
So do I.
I would never say Penn State for this because they are like a metronomic 10-2.
I'm going to say Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, how do they do with like
they still
much
got Jackson Dart down there?
Yes.
I do like Jackson Dart, though. It's a very good gunslinger quarterback, guy who has a mullet, guy who would probably hit on your girlfriend if you walked away from her for 5 seconds at a bar. Yeah.
Kansas is starting the season ranked.
Is Todd Reesing their quarterback again?
22nd.
Dom, do you know who Todd Reesing is?
Todd Reesing?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. I mean, there was a ton of context clues there that he was probably a very good football player for Kansas.
Do you know who Mark Mangino is?
I know the name.
Do you know where he's from?
Mark Mangino?
Yeah.
Kansas.
Yeah, but do you know where he hails from?
Kansas.
No. Newcastle.
Okay.
West Virginia got 17 votes. In the coaches' poll, one vote for Dom's dark horse to make the college football playoff.
The Q's.
Syracuse Orange got one vote.
Kyle McCord.
The coaches. The
revenge
coaches,
tour.
One of these coaches knows something, Dom.
It's probably Fran Brown, to be honest.
I will give you their coach.
Yeah.
I will give you $100 if they win 10 games. I don't even care if they make the playoff. Mm-hmm. If they win 10 games, I'll give you $100.
I mean, they're just, listen, it's always good to not have a lot of attention on you.
Is it?
You fly under the radar, just start beating teams. And all this said,
opening
they,
eyes.
Who are they, Josh Heupel in Oklahoma in like 2000?
Yeah, they could be.
Okay.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Dom wants us to let you know, low of 56, he's very excited about temperatures dipping under
chilly,
60 tonight.
Crispy.
Coming up next, still no Ayuk. Who do you want the Steelers wide receiver move to be? During this break, Dom is going to go into our theater. And we are going to record him dancing like the Australian breakdancer. And we will be posting that.
Is this actually happening?
Yes.
Dom Reagan Di Tommaso.
I can't dance. I didn't even dance at my prom.
Can she dance?
Yeah. She was.
Since when is that?
She was strictly vibes based. Wait, you went to prom?
Yes, I did go to prom.
Pony, I owe you a couple bucks then.
Thanks, Malzy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.